Maine's next general election is more than a year away, but state Democratic leaders are already strategizing on ways to reverse recent back-to-back losses in several high-profile races. One top party official and several candidates met last night with voters in East Orland for a free-range discussion on the party's strengths and its weaknesses. A.J. Higgins has more.
The Democrats filing into the Craig Brook Fish Hatchery Auditorium in East Orland occupy a range of points on the party's political spectrum. They've been invited by a group called the Maine Common Good Coalition to assess the current status of the party. Katie Mae Simpson, executive director of the Maine Democratic Party, doesn't hold back.
The Democratic Party brand is really damaged. I'm not going to pretend that it's not.
According to a Washington Post report, during the last 9 years, Democrats have lost 20% of the seats they once held in state legislatures and nearly the same percentage of seats they held in the U.S. House of Representatives. And they've lost a whopping 35% of all state governorships. Here in Maine, the numbers are less dramatic but equally deflating for the party. Republican Governor Paul LePage has rebuffed back-to-back challenges from the best candidates the party had to offer. The Maine House has downsized the number of majority Democrats it has claimed over the last two election cycles, while party leaders have watched their Democratic minority in the Maine Senate fall and rise.
The crystal ball is broken. Like, Trump's victory shattered all crystal balls. No one knows what the hell is going to happen in 2018. No one knows.
One thing that Simpson does know is that the party is staging a full court press in Maine to win back the governor's office and try to steal a third term away from 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin. To do that, Simpson says the party is off to an early start, hiring 5 organizers before Labor Day to start the ground game in motion. Flanked by several Democratic candidates for state and federal office, Simpson urged them to sell themselves to the voters rather than attack their GOP opponents.
We know that we need a reason to vote for us. What isn't going to work is saying Trump's terrible, even though we can preach to the choir about that, and Poliquin's a mess. We're not going to do that either.
Maybe what we need to talk about is what the next step is to get us into a better future.
Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap, who served in the Maine House as a progressive Democrat, agrees that the party should stick to positive messages about everyday issues that keep Mainers up at night.
I mean, we talk about things like broadband, better transportation infrastructure, and energy prices. I mean, when you talk about the challenges that Maine faces, those are always a big thing.
There's only one message American voters have, and it's the economy.
Peter Templeton, a Blue Hill Democrat who attended the East Orland Forum, says Democratic candidates could advance if they appeal directly to the concerns of the voters, and he says it's really not that complicated.
The economy in Maine has never been good. You either have to maintain the status quo in Maine or you have to make it better. And you can't sit around and promise everybody big, high-paying jobs because the mills have closed down and things have gotten slow.
Jason Savage, executive director of the Maine Republican Party, would be just as happy if Democratic candidates ignored Templeton's advice. He says that when Democrats in the legislature choose to emulate the party's national leaders, such as Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, his job gets easier.
What we see is Democrats, election cycle after election cycle, they're trying to impose San Francisco values on the elections and on the people of Maine, and it's not working.
Jim Melcher, a political science professor at the University of Maine at Farmington, says Democrats might do well to stop questioning how they deliver their message and focus more on the message itself.
I think there's a strong sense among a lot of Democrats that it's not so much we need to change as much as we need to get our message out better.
But Republican strategists, including Jason Savage, say that the voters are getting the Democratic message loud and clear, and that's been their problem. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.